Please.
Welcomes the DPRKD delegation. We are encouraged by the current developments in the Korean Peninsula from the two summits with the US and the three inter-Korean summits. We hope that the DPRK and all parties concerned maintain the momentum of the dialogue and negotiation to completely achieve the goals of denuclearization and permanent peace. We welcome the DPRK's continued engagement with the UPR as well as some UN human rights bodies, including the treaty bodies and special procedures. We believe that this will help improve human rights situation on the ground. Noting with concern the chair of DPRK Humanitarian Country Team's report, 2019 DPRK Needs and Priorities, which reveals that around 10.9 million people remain in need of food and health security. Tan recommends DPRK to intensify efforts ensuring rights to food and health for all people in the country, with priorities given to vulnerable or specific groups such as children, women, persons with disabilities, and older persons. We also recommend DPRK to take concrete measures to improve conditions of detention by implementing the UN standard minimum rules for the treatment of prisoners, or the Mandela rules, and the UN rules for the treatment of women prisoners and non-custodial measures for women offenders, or the Bangkok rules. I thank you.